This is a Hope 103.2 production. Thanks for listening.
Nancy, do you think at the moment when we look at young people growing into adulthood, is this a generation, maybe more than any other generation, that's trying to delay growing up?
I think we see trends of youth today taking longer to meet some of the markers of adulthood. We see that today, and particularly over the last 50 years. But when you take a longer span, a more historical span, we find that this might not be the first time we see delays in adulthood. And so those are some of the topics that I and my colleague Alexis Redding and I take up in our research.
And this is a topic you'll be discussing tonight in your lecture?
Yes, I'm going to talk tonight about what it means to delay adulthood, why youth seem to be taking longer today than in prior generations, and how we can reinterpret that from a more historical view and from a societal and contextual view.
Why do you think, Nancy, we should reinterpret it? Don't we just look at it as, I don't know, young people trying not to take responsibility, let's say, or, you know, not go out and get a job, not go out and do things that their parents are doing? Don't we just look at it simply as that?
I think that's the easy interpretation, to blame youth today for not growing up as if they don't want to grow up. But when we talk to youth today, and as I interact with young adults on college campuses in high school, I find that it's not that they don't want to grow up. They find it difficult. And I think it's easy for society to blame them. It's easy to say that they're being, you know, lazy or irresponsible. But what we also see that happens among young people today is that we're seeing a higher level of mental health problems, that many of these youth are feeling anxious about the future. They're depressed about the future. We have to reinterpret it and understand why.
Alongside mental health issues that I'm hearing you raise, what other difficulties do you perceive that young people today are combating as they approach adulthood?
They are combating the ability to find a job that pays a living wage that will help them transition to adulthood. So we'll talk this evening about some of the markers of adulthood. What are the things that people are doing that means that they're an adult? And so when we think about that, many people would agree that finishing your education and finding a job and moving out of your parents' house and getting married and having children are all markers of adulthood. And what we find is that most people are reticent to get married and have children until they have found a job that pays a living wage. And so when youth are having difficulty finding a job, difficulty finding a job that has a future that they feel that they can rely on, it makes it difficult for them to embark on those other markers of adulthood.
And Nancy, among some of the things you'll be sharing tonight, you're also looking to dive into how you think meaning and hope can be provided to young people when they are still young, as they're approaching adulthood, particularly through Christianity, through following Jesus. What's that about?
You know, one of the things that in our research we find that it's not just about youth wanting to find a job, that when youth are able to develop, you know, a sense of purpose, which we define as a goal that's meaningful to themselves but contributes to society. It helps youth find their place in society. And as a Christian, you know, we know that God has a plan for all of us, that God wants to support us. God has given us gifts and talents that we are to use in this church and in the world around us to be salt and light. And so from a Christian perspective, I find it so important for youth to think about their sense of purpose from a godly perspective, because the world will disappoint and society will judge us, and we already know and see that in young people today. But the Lord says to be anxious for nothing and to bring everything to Him with prayer and supplication, and He will give us a peace that passes all understanding. And I find that when youth can connect to God and connect their purpose and their future to His plan, then it brings a level of peace that helps youth navigate this transition to adulthood, which can be uncertain and anxiety-provoking. And I think your life does bring uncertainty and life does bring anxiety. And so if we can help youth understand their connection to God, then it will help them to see how you can navigate the challenges of life and do so in a way that is covered in peace.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.